So, how did y'all meet?
In college,
We spoke about this.
You spoke about what?
About how we met. We were like, should we tell him the truth?
Oh, yeah, we want the truth.
No, anyway, we met in college. We met in college.
Yeah. And?
You're looking for the extent, weren't
Okay, this is like one of our disagreements that we have had for more than a decade. So like I believe that she courted me and she believes that I courted her.
Okay.
It's our truth. So
Could be both be true? It was like a
yeah,
both
I think
happened.
it
Well, I want to hear the story.
actually saw her a couple of times at the cafeteria, in the cafeteria. And I kind of was a little bit interested, but every time I tried to make small talk, she would just snub me completely. So in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, who's this bitch? And then turns out we were classmates in two different classes, and both times she snubbed me as well. In those moments, I didn't try to make any moves or anything. I legitimately asked for a pencil or if we were having a test, and she's like looking at me like, because I'm actually I was a bum at school, so I walked into the class not knowing that there was a test. And when the teacher started
I was a
handing out
nerd.
when the
Got
teacher
it.
started handing out papers, I was a little confused, so I turned around and saw her, and I was like, is there a test? And she snubbed me at that moment. So yeah, so I just gave up. And then one time I went to the cafeteria again, and I saw her looking all sad, and I just approached her and I was like, are you okay? And she said, I have a college algebra
Yeah.
exam. Was it or a test?
I think it was the midterm exams.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm not sure which one it was, but I told her, okay, perfect, because I aced that last semester and I could help you. So I gave her a lesson just before her test. And when she came out of the class, she was super ha happy about it. And yeah, I told her, okay, if you want, give me your number and we can have more classes.
Yes,
Yeah,
that
that's basically how it happened.
Well, that seems like you were pursuing her then. I don't know if I'm gonna
That's
take
up to
sides,
that
but
point. Up to
unless you're
that
playing hard to get and like, oh no.
point. And then after that, I stopped doing anything, and she just kept running after me, wiping my sweat,
Oh.
feeding me sandwiches.
Yes, I was quite caring then, I would say. The thing is, when I think back on it, I do agree that it seemed like I was courting, but at the time when I was doing it was like pure care. I didn't realize I was like pursuing anything, because to me everything was kind of, I was never in a relationship. I was never into like, I was like, up until college I didn't have any relationships, and I was literally the nerd. So
Oh, wow.
when she would walk in and be like, do you have a pencil? I'd be like, and I had like my pencils in a row with the like shape. So like, or she would walk in and it was like 2 weeks down and there was a test or quiz going on, and I'll be like, she hasn't been in this class for like 2 weeks. And then she's asking if there's a test. Of course there's a test, if you would have showed up. So like for me it was like, that's why I was snobbing her. And then that algebra kind of issue brought us together. And then yeah, we
Just
went in
happened.
like a few times, just like trying. The first time that I figured that she actually is kind of like caring towards something more, like she wanted some time with me, was when I think it was the second time that we were like meeting up for like algebra. And then one of her old schoolmates showed up, and this guy was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And we're like, I'm trying to teach her algebra. So he was like, okay, I know algebra too. So he sat there with us, and then she turned around and gave him a look. And I was
Oh
like, okay. So I was like, okay, cool. And then, yeah, the
Territorial.
third time she kind of went blank. And then, yeah, and then it just went on.
That's awesome. When did y'all really like know that it was more serious, or it was like, whoa, like there's substance here?
It's hard to answer that
Yeah.
question. It felt very natural.
Mm.
And me, I'm a very passionate person. I'm an all or nothing person. So anything I would enter into was anyway a serious thing for a serious thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I wasn't looking for a relationship because, like, I didn't have one till up until then. And she, I think, initially wasn't looking for a relationship or anything serious anyway. But the way we kind of, like, started hanging out more and started, like, connecting, like, I think without me realizing or her realizing, we kind of grew close. And then she brought up the question, like, we're already, like, as if we're dating, so why don't we make it official? Which that has a story to it itself, but
That's awesome. So y'all have been together 13 years, is that correct?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yes.
12, is what you said, mentioned.
12 years, 8 months, yeah.
12
years.
Awesome. what are some of the harder times that you've been through and how did you get through it?
Okay. So I'm dealing with a bunch of different things. So there's anxiety, there's depression, there's probably ADHD and probably autism. I have no idea what I'm dealing with. But basically when I get angry or when we get into a fight, it's not normal. So it always, I know it gets too extreme. For me, my personal feelings would be like, it's the end of the world. I don't want anything, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And I know that what I would say or my actions would really hurt her at that point. So for me, I think how in my perspective, how we get through that is basically maybe our communication after, you know, trying to figure out or trying to, I would try to communicate what I actually felt without, how do you say, without trying to make her feel like she's done something wrong. I just want her to know, understand what the actions made me feel.
Yeah, I think it comes over the years as well. Because like the first, I think it was like in year three, there's like the usual bumps and then you learn about each other more. And then there's like, I don't know, a few years down. Every few years, there's like a growth period that you kind of level up in your relationship, I feel. So just knowing each other more and more and kind of like understanding where this is coming from kind of helps us get through our tough times. So one of our rules, and I think like one of our deal breakers, and I think that's one of the reasons why we have been through all of it through the years, was that we are not going to bring up that we're going to break up no matter what. Because like,
unless we want to,
unless we really want to. So we're like, if we say we're going to break up, there's no turning back. Like tomorrow we're going to make up again. So if you spit that out, then that is it. So we were both, no matter how.
Was that in the beginning that y'all?
The deal breaker? Yes. That was one of our initial rules, that no matter what, like if we're fighting, we don't, technically, like we don't let it last for long. So like, some people would like be cool with, I don't know, a few days cooling off or whatever. We don't really have that much of cooling off periods. It's more so at the moment things get heated. And one of the things like growing up for me was like, my parents always said, if one person is mad, the other one needs to calm down. And if the other one is mad, the other one needs to calm down. If two people are mad at the same time, you don't hear each other. So that was kind of the mindset. And of course, we would both kind of go there. But I think one of the things is like the next day or a few hours down the line, when we're both like in a better mental space, we communicate after like what happened and how can we like avoid this next time.
Kind of like breaking it down afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to ask a question of like, I mean, I want a story. Like, tell me something that, like, you really, was it, like, a cultural difference, you know, like, something big changed, like, something in the past decade where it was like, whoa, that was turbulent, but we grew closer because of it. Is there anything? So
Fuzi is Muslim, and her culture is of arranged marriage. She's Iranian, and they need to do arranged marriage by, what, 17, 18, 19?
Yeah, and you're early, like young adult. So, whatever.
Just a few days ago, we were watching a series. I forgot why I mentioned, but I turned to her and I said, "Did you know I had to start memorizing your eyes just in case your arranged marriage husband would make you cover up and I had to see it?" Or I would. I remember I kept imagining going to your wedding and watching it happen with them,
Oof.
with whatever guy.
Yeah, it
So.
was like for me, it was a lot of like my own internal like thought process while like the courting period was happening. There was someone who like came in, like the closest it got was that usually when the guy's family comes over to the bride's or whatever, the person's house, that's like almost an 80% done deal, right? So I'm gonna call it a deal because like there was literally no connection, we don't know each other kind of thing, right? So it happened once during this like in the early years that we were together, and for me it was like I was like crying and like being like heartbroken and whatnot. It was like as if it's already a done thing, which then my family was like, "Why are you like?" If they're just coming to see, right? So, I think that moment for me was like, okay, this is something we did talk about before we like became official, where I was transparent and I said, for me, I'm a loyal person, right? It's like I'm also all or nothing. So if we get into this, just to be open and transparent, this is where I'm coming from. So I don't know if this is going to be tomorrow, if it's going to be in a year, or if it's going to be like years down the line. So just to be like transparent about that. So like when that happened, it was like pretty close, and I thought it's done. I had no idea that she on the other side was imagining these things happening. I only realized like yesterday when we were talking about, I was like, "Whoa, you were going through that," and I didn't realize. So yeah, that went through, and I think that was the one time we tried breaking up.
Wait, so y'all
That
tried breaking up because you thought it was
lasted.
going to
I think that lasted
happen?
30 minutes. Yeah, we were like, okay, this is like way too much stress and stuff. Like it's getting serious. Like we both were really, really like shook and like hurt about it. So we were like downstairs in the garage of her parents' place, and we're like, okay, maybe we should just like rip off the band-aid and just like part ways. And then we were both like really saying our goodbyes and stuff. Not because we just wanted to break out of anger, but like we wanted to break up because we didn't want to hurt each other. So we
You said
agreed.
we'd be friends.
Yeah, we agreed we were going to try being friends. We can't not be each other's life and whatever. But
We went
we went
upstairs.
upstairs and then
I started kissing.
It
Good talk.
didn't
So you were trying, so let me get this right. You were trying to break up because you thought the arrangement was going to happen,
Not
or
necessarily that, because that didn't happen, which there's a funny story to that didn't happen. But like I knew it was like close to like it happening at any moment, and the stress we went through, each of us, was way too much. So even though that didn't happen, I was like at that age that a lot of different people were asking. So it was like, if it's not happening with this one, it's gonna happen next week maybe, or and the longer we wait, the closer we get, and the harder it's gonna be. So like let's just stop kind of thing.
So, how did it not happen, and how are we here today? Because you kind of got out of that situation somehow.
For me, it was a lot of talking to my mom in the sense that I never came out to my family until probably when we were 10 years in, right?
I think about more, even
Maybe
more.
the 11th year, like
No. I think about
what?
9 years
Oh, okay. No, I don't
before.
know, but like around like, yeah. So I didn't come out to my family, but my mom was always like she's like always like a friend to me, right? So she tries. She did not know that like I was in a relationship or anything like that, but she really knew, like I made it very clear that I am not interested in getting married. And at that point, I was like, I don't want to get married to anyone. So I just don't want to get married. So my mom kind of like backed me up there. So anytime anybody would call to start the courting phase, she would kind of like divert it and like delay it, and
Got
then
it.
it just wouldn't happen. So I guess a lot of it was that most of the time. And then she would tell me in the beginning, and then she would realize that I would get like agitated or annoyed about it. So after a while, she even like stopped even telling me. She would automatically just go in that mode of like just canceling everything out, I guess.
So she was really supportive in that.
Yeah, she didn't know what she was being supportive of, though.
She's talking about how she avoided more arranged marriage offers. After that, then she came out. Then you went came out to your mom.
I came out to my mom. In year 9, 10 or something of that sort. That itself was like
A long
a
process.
very long process.
I could
She had to come
imagine.
out, I think she had to come out like, I don't know, 5, 6 times.
Probably more. It's just because my mom was in denial. So she was not accepting. Like she not like she was not accepting the fact. She just didn't believe that it could be. Because for me, I was the good daughter, never had anything to give them a headache of. Like
You're
I was
the nerd.
like, so it's like, whoa, the nerd is like, whoa. So it took a lot. And every time I had to come out to her, I had to be like more open. And like in our culture, there's like, I mean, even if I were straight, we don't talk about like, I don't know, kissing my husband or whatever to the elders, right? So there was a lot of like that, but every time I had to come out to her, I had to just be more and more clear about what the relationship looks like, and I had to like get very descriptive of like what is going on so that she would get it. So that itself was a long process. But yeah, like after that, I started being completely open with her.
And she's on board now in terms of like supportive of you, or she's still trying to grasp it.
The thing is, she loves Lizelle as a person. She loves Lizelle as a daughter to her. She doesn't officially support the relationship, but she loves Lizelle very much, and like she's like very open and cool about it with her. Like, yeah.
Yes. Now we are at a point like there were so many phases or stages of different attitudes I had to get as well from your mom in the whole and your dad in the whole coming out process. But now we're at a point where I think the last time I saw them, we were sitting down on the dinner table and venting about bad traits of her.
Like she was venting about my traits, how I'm similar to my dad. And like my mom was venting to her about how my dad is, so like it kind of like is there, but we don't like bring it out in the
We just,
open.
she's just not, yeah.
And Lizzo, what was that like for you supporting her through that process?
Supporting her through that
Or did
process.
you not? Or you just like, oh, you gotta
Did I?
of
What
coming out.
was I doing? Could you help me out with that answer?
I mean, were you just kind of like, oh yeah, that's your thing with your
What
parents? Or were you like kind of helping her?
I mean, I really had to just go to her house every day, every evening after work and suck it up, you know. Every so there was a point I would come inside and her dad wouldn't look at me or say hi, or you know,
Oh,
her
so y'all
mom.
lived with your parents.
She lived
I
with
live
her.
with my parents,
Got it.
which me actually moving out was also another whole new story. So every step of like the way, I guess I had to like.
Do it one by one.
Yeah, it was very like timing everything, I guess, because like I couldn't do it all at once. So I had to do it a little at a time. And I guess her support would just be like giving me that time and space to be able to do that. I'm not very like vocal about like when I'm going through something, I guess, that much. I do talk about it, but not like so much like, oh my gosh, give me
No.
support or like, yeah. So it
Okay.
was more like just giving the being patient, which wasn't always like the case. Like, we were talking about it, like, okay, enough already, it's too long. But yeah, I guess just the process there. And like, even on my end as well, like, she had girlfriends before me, and I don't know, her parents were not in like approval also of me. So like, I had to really fight for my space, that like, I really care about her and I'm gonna take care of her, and like, I'm serious, it's not like that kind of thing. So I had to go through those as well on her side. So it was kind of like, okay, like, I'm going through it, you're going through it, let's just go through it together until like we pass.
And I think in my mind, it's more I would also feel really bad for Fuzi, because I know how close she is to her mom. And I know that if she just rips off the band-aid, and I know that it was hard for Fuzi to time when to come out. And that's the reason why it kept also delaying, even if you could have probably come out much earlier. And I think it's just because you were afraid to make it all happen already, because there would be a risk of disowning, you know what I mean? And she's super close to her mom. So I feel I just empathize for her situation and couldn't demand or, you know, ask for more.
Yeah, and for me, it wasn't more so the disowning, of course, there was there, but I was like very worried about like my mom's health, because she has a heart condition and whatnot. So I didn't want for me to come out and then something happens to her and then I would like not get over it. You know, like, that's not cool. So I had to like really like fight with myself to be able to like be like, okay, I need this from you right now. But and like, I think one of the last times that I came out to her for like the fourth, fifth, I don't know, sixth, whatever time it was, I did see her kind of like not being able to, like, I don't know, her face changed, her color changed, everything, like, she couldn't breathe. I was like, oh shit, this is the time. And then yeah, she got over it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that she got the point. So I guess that was the time that it really hit her. And that's why it also showed. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you think that, like, drawing that process out, it sounds like you did that kind of out of like safety for her and a little bit of fear. But do you think that that drawing it out actually helped you maintain the relationship with your parents in the way that you have now? Because I feel like, at least sorry to interrupt, but at least some of the couples that I've coached, or people that I've interviewed in the past come out and it's like all at once and it's an all or nothing. And it gets pretty ugly. And you kind of did it in a slower, drawn out way.
I think it's important in that sense, because like, yeah, I'm trying to come out and it's, I have a right towards like what I am and how I'm feeling. But like, you need to also realize that the person you're coming out to, especially if it's your parents and they have plans and dreams and whatever they have, they're also going through their own process. So it's kind of like a little bit of, and I think that's what's happening now. It's like, okay, I have my boundaries and I compromise a little bit and they compromise a little bit. And then we meet somewhere where it's not like crossing my feelings and my boundaries and I don't cross theirs. So that's why it's kind of like now in the open, and she can vent about me to my mom, and my mom can vent about my dad to her. But at the same time, we never like openly, I don't know,
talk about
it. Or, yeah. But like, we're wearing our rings, we're there, like, they kind of, it's there, but it's not there.
Not spoken.
So it's makes a little sense. Bit of like respecting each other's boundaries. And I think
there's like a respect there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful that you're there now. Yeah. I think that, so y'all were together for a decade, it sounds like, before you even started that whole process. So what was that season like, especially around your parents, if I remember correctly, you were living with them?
Yeah.
Or was that the same time or no?
Yeah. We would see each other every day, and you're in her mom's house, in your parents' house.
Yeah.
They just looked at me as her best friend. Mm. Just one of the things that her mom was in denial about. You can't marry your best friend if you love her so much. You can just be a friend.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they knew me from then, and that's when they started to like me as a person. Her entire family, her family were close, and they knew, they had hints. But every time they spoke of it or told your mom that, watch out, they're doing something, they're up to something, her mom would just be in denial because her mom always looked at the positive side for Fuzi. Because she's a nerd.
Because it's a little negative. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just been years of just being friends, good with the family, that's it.
Right. Yeah. I think one of the things that we did was just making sure that, because like for us, family was important, right? So it was just making sure that I show up in like her family events and be around and show how genuine I am. And for her to show up in my family events and be around and be in their faces so that they get to see us beyond the relationship and just to see us as people.
Yeah.
And I think that helped a lot, like on both our ends. Like I think her mom loves me. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And my mom loves her. So like, and
you just wanted to hear it again.
Yeah, I mean, we worked hard for it, so like, it's kind of nice being in a place that we are like.
Yeah, it really seems like y'all are in a good place with it all now.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
As good as it could be.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's just gonna get better.
Yeah.
What would you say to a couple who's in your situation? What advice would you have for them where maybe they haven't come out yet, or they're in that situation where they don't want to choose between their family and their lover? What would you say?
For me, I would tell them that injecting, we actually use the word injecting. Yeah. It's like we've injected this slowly, you know, injecting it would be the best way, because then they would like the person, or they just get used to the idea.
They would see beyond like that judgment, initial judgment.
Mm-hmm. And I think they'll just get them to accept it easier once they see more than just that.
Yeah, I think I would say the same. And when it comes to the couple themselves, like we were in very different places. She was out since she was, I don't know, early teens, or
since I was young. So I'm sorry, you can't hide this.
Yeah, like I don't know, like she was out since like very, very young age. I wasn't until like 10 years into the relationship, so we were like mentally in different spaces, and trying to meet each other there. So for me, it was just not a situation that I could handle coming out as soon as I got into a relationship. And it was like a lot of understanding on her end, and just us kind of like communicating along the way.
I think the injecting would also help with empathizing towards what her parents would be feeling, or my parents would be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, this is amazing. I love the faith, and really just like there's a tenderness to y'all's relationship that there's a lot of care, there's a lot of support. And I think in culture, at least, and this is in at least in America, from what I can see, there's a lot of like big on like self-empowerment. And if you don't believe what I think, then like screw you. And that can cause that rupture, especially in the family dynamic as well. And I just, again, want to just celebrate y'all and highlight that you're having that compassion for them as well, and that they're going through their own process as you make that transition in the family dynamics. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are some of the good times? Highlights of like a highlight reel of your relationship, and what led up to that?
Highlight year?
Reel, like a highlight reel. Like, oh man, like I love this one moment. I was so connected to you, and I'm like, things were amazing, and it was because y'all had done XYZ.
I think maybe the time we traveled the first time we traveled.
Yeah.
Again, it just has to do with her culture. She can't leave without her family, without her parents, you know, as a girl. When they say girl, even if she's an adult, just because she doesn't belong to another person, another
man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she can't leave. So I think when we traveled the first time,
Yeah, it was like a big show of independence because it was the first time that I was sleeping out of the house and out of the country. So it was like... Wow.
And then your first sleepover, and then when you moved out finally.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our wedding. Oh, and then the retreat.
When she
proposed to me in the retreat. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, I proposed to her first.
Yes.
2 years before that.
There's a lot of funnies in this. Who did what first thing?
2 years before that, I proposed to her. The wedding was not happening because of her not coming out to her mom.
It was kind of something that we had to get over doing. Not like it had any effect in the events of the wedding, but it was something that I had to do because obviously it's not like we could get married and I could still live with my parents and live the same life. I had to like officially move out and just go through all of that process. So I think it was that, and also a lot of things we had to I had to also internally go through. So I think that's why at the retreat, it was kind of like
it was like you reaffirmed the engagement.
Yeah.
Because 2 years of wait made me think it was just a, you know what I mean? Just something
like plateau kind of we're gonna be engaged forever. So So the retreat was like a reaffirmation of the engagement, and then we started planning out the wedding after.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's awesome. What would you say to if somebody's in a situation where they're kind of just stuck and life is like dull, or they're caught up in the mundane and they're losing the attraction or passion, excitement for one another? How do you keep that spark alive?
Coffee dates.
We enjoy coffee dates. We love coffee dates just because we can talk a lot. But then your question is asking if they're, you know, they're just mundane. So how do you bring out this?
Well, is it really though? Because that's kind of like an intentional thing where you're getting together.
Yeah. I think it's not about, like, of course there's the sexual part of the relationship, but there's also more to that, right? Mm-hmm. If the other connection is there, because you get busy at work, there's day-to-day stuff going on. There's a lot of like hurdles in life. But like, if you have that like mental and emotional connection, you can get past it. It's not all about like a physical kind of thing. And then of course the physical needs to be there to kind of like, I don't know.
I think we get emotionally distant from each other. And we realize this over time through the years, when we're both busy at work or when we just we're not emotionally available, even if we're together, but we're not emotionally available. That's when I pull back naturally. And I notice that we get distant, but then we figure that out. And then now when we see that happening, we just take time off and just, okay, we kind of have phones. Yeah. No, we just go. Right now we're doing puzzles together. So,
nice.
Yeah.
No watching TV.
So when you catch it, you like clear the distractions and spend intentional time together.
Yes.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's like kind of like, okay, this is going to be a busy week, and we kind of foresee it happening. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, in the weekend, this is what we're going to do to kind of like balance it. Yeah.
So you're really on it with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you just not even notice what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I have a question that I ask all of my guests, and I would like to hear from y'all individually on this one. What's your definition of love?
You're going first?
You go first.
You always do this. Love is when you actually want to know what the other person needs, or you actually care about what they require, like, you know, what's just their need that you could help fulfill. I think that's what it is. That's all. Like, I'm not really good at saying words. It's just when you, it's like the plant, you know, when you know you have to give it what it needs and then it just grows.
Yeah. So kind of like allowing space for it to grow and just being there and nurturing it.
Thinking about what you need so that you wouldn't need to ask, or thinking what it is you need emotionally so that I could be that.
being a support.
And then I think when I do that or give you those things, and then your gratitude, it just makes me feel more love. That's, for me, I feel that's what love is.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, what about you?
About me?
Don't you dare say the same thing, more or less.
No, I think for me, I think love is in the unspoken communication as much as the spoken. So the actions that, the little things, I always say it's about the little things. So just the little moments that you take just to look into each other's eyes, or just to have that little spark reminder going back. And I don't know, it's a little bit about compromise, it's a little bit about communication. It's like sugar and spice and everything nice kind of mix. Yeah, it's not about like one thing. It's kind of like a puzzle that comes together just because we're building puzzles. But
yeah. Beautiful. If you're, this is more of a fun question that I want y'all to come up with an answer together. If your relationship was to be turned into a book or a movie, what would be the title?
As in, you want to go 3, 2, 1, go?
Oh, no, just, yeah, well, you know.
A title to our book, or a movie. That would be amazing.
I don't know, Million Dreams.
It's all a Million Dreams.
Million Dreams. Yes. I love it. And then I usually poll my audience and ask them questions and for the show, and just say like, hey, what would you want to know from these couples? And so I'm going to ask y'all a few questions here that are from my community. And for those tuning in, you can ask these questions to me on Instagram and just say that you're there for the podcast. We kind of answered this one, but I would like to go over it again, is how do you keep things exciting?
Oh my gosh, if we've answered it, how do we answer it again?
I think like being intentional about, again, the little things, coffee dates, keeping that spark, being intentional about each other's feelings. And I think it's a lot about like, again, just communicating. Mm-hmm. Never stop communicating.
I think feeding what you want to do. So figuring out what is it that you want to do now? Like, what do you need now? Mm-hmm. And you always need something else, I think. Like, sometimes we just want to chill weekend. Sometimes we want to go and, you know, walk 1,000-something steps. So I think that.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is, I think, more of a question that somebody else is struggling with. So if you wanted to give your advice, if you make a request to your spouse and they don't do it, do you keep asking or do you just surrender?
Yeah, I learned that you have to ask. Because me, I would normally surrender, and then it would show in my actions. I'm upset. And then she would be like, what is it? What am I missing? Was I supposed to do something? And then when I would, in a very grumpy way, remind, she would just do it. So we learned in the retreat, expectations is not, you know, expectations is not good. So you just have to ask it. They will never know what you need.
Yeah. And I think assumptions as well, right? Because like, I have a different thought process. You have a different thought process. And if you just jump into conclusions without giving that person a chance to either talk about it or actually telling them, and they would probably love to do it for you if they know what it means to you. I think that's.
And if they don't do it, then think twice.
just remind them.
No. I think it's also because like life gets so busy. So, you know, she always forgets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just reminding. Yeah.
And it's kind of like you offset with the other long list of things that you do, right? So it's like not that one thing that defines the relationship. So I think it's also like you need to somewhat dissolve into each other. And it's not just about, I don't know, that one or two things that the person is not doing.
Beautiful. Last question is, how do you define the difference between what's too far and what's forgivable? And again, this seems like maybe a question of looking for advice.
Oh, that's really hard, because I know that there are things for her that she would say is too far. But then again, the amount of love that she has for me, I know she will just forgive. So that's very difficult.
Yeah.
What would it be?
I think it's not a question that we should answer. I think it's something that you should self-reflect, and everyone has different boundaries and different deal breakers. So what's too far for me could be something very like normal for someone else. But what I have experienced is, like, we've been together for like quite a long time, and there have been times that something may have been too far. But, and it could even be a deal breaker, but sometimes you have to like take a step back and kind of like reflect on how deep you're feeling for the person, and if that is something that you could tweak the boundary a little bit, not step over your own beliefs, but again, acknowledging that you are two people and two different thought processes, and that comes into account too.
But I think too far in the most general way would be abuse in any way, you know, in any way,
yeah.
Physical, emotional, verbal, any abuse I think would be too far.
Agree.
Y'all are a really beautiful couple, and I just love the resilience and the fun that y'all have. Like, even when we were on the group chat and you're like, how long y'all been together? You sent me that gif from Titanic. It's been 80 more years. It's like, this is going to be a fun episode. And it has been. So I just want to say thank you for taking time to be here with me and to share your story and your lived experience and your advice with everybody who's tuning in. So thank you so much. Anything that you would want to leave for anybody that's tuning in right now and listening? Any last words?
None for me, but basically, well, I'm sorry, it just got off my head. That happens a lot. I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
She keeps up with me.
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to, for me, I would say always communicate. No matter what you're going through,
yeah.
Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Of course.